Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
30 members of the Harles Cross Ladies Club met in Dublin's Stella Cinema this afternoon to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the club. The milestone's being marked with the publication of a special book documenting the women's personal stories with photographs by Humans of Dublin photographer Peter Varga. Drive Time's Della Kilroy met some of the women celebrating 50 years of friendship.
The only picture I really like is the one that is the back of my head. I'm quite happy with that.
I thought you were going to say the only picture you like is the one of yourself.
No.
It's your face that tells the picture.
I'm with five members of the Harold Cross Ladies Club. They're looking over lifelines, supported by the Dublin City Council Culture Company. The new book combines their portraits with personal memories, marking 50 years of friendship in the club.
This picture sums us, our club, up with friendship and fun and carry on. But when that was taken, it was lashing rain. And it was the fun was now, and all the umbrellas went down, and this is how the laughter.
Teresa O'Brien is the current president of the club.
Today is all about celebrating our 50th birthday. We have 30 members at the moment, reduced from, say, maybe 100 when the club was originally formed. We meet every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. We have demonstrations, or we have bingo, we have sing songs. For me, I lived in London for 8 years, and when I came back to Dublin, I had two young children. And for maybe 2 years, I didn't have very many friends. One morning, I leave my children to school, and one of the other ladies that was in the club, her children were also in the school, and she said, "Why don't you come down to the ladies' club?" And I did, and it was a lifeline for me at that time. I met so many friends, really good friends.
The Harold Cross Ladies Club was founded in 1969, at a time when the marriage ban was still in place and most of the members were confined to their homes in the inner suburb south of Dublin's Grand Canal. 89-year-old Rita Dunn was a founding member, helping to distribute handwritten notes notifying women in the community.
Looking back now, I don't know how I would have lived without the Ladies Club. I was a little bit shy at the time, not now. I've got my confidence, and I think it gave me a lot of confidence. Women, really, there wasn't an awful lot for anybody to do. You had no social life, really, because you couldn't afford to pay anybody to mind children. Even if you did, like, there wasn't an awful lot of places to go.
Was there a membership fee?
We decided that we'd have no membership fee. We charged sixpence for the raffle ticket. The prizes were mostly two tea towels. We had the talks were very, very interesting. We had a doctor came and explained a lot of things to us. Also, we had solicitors. You know, women hadn't an awful lot of rights at the time. And, the excitement, you've no idea. It wouldn't be a social life for people now, but it was then.
Elsie O'Brien is a former president of the club, joining 49 years ago.
I was a working mother because of certain circumstances in my marriage. I got to know a lot of the ladies who were in the ladies' club. I joined 49 years ago. And from then on, my life changed because I became sure of myself, very independent, was able to cope with a husband that wasn't a marvellous man, which happened years ago and was hidden. And I had to leave Carrabrood with four children, which I did, but I still didn't leave the Harold Cross Ladies Club.
What kind of support was the Ladies Club for you at that time?
Just the mere fact of going down there, and I could tell my story. When I was president there, I was considered to be quite liberal. I heard about this priest, and I asked him to come up. There was about 100 ladies. We had a lady there. She put her hand up and she said, "Father, can you tell me, is it all right to practice coitus interruptus?" I didn't understand what coitus interruptus meant. And the priest said, "Certainly." And she said, "No need to go to confession." "No." Now, we were bold. It means pulling out, it said, before you have come to the end of your sex. So everybody turned around and said, "Well, that's great. Now we go home and have a great time. No children. We have enough anyway." So there was no big queues outside the confession box anymore, because I think that's the only thing women had to confess. We were innocent. We were totally innocent.
At the height of its popularity, there were actually two Harold's Cross Ladies Clubs with waiting lists for both. Joan Carroll helped merge the clubs in recent years because of dwindling numbers.
The reason I joined the club was I wasn't too long in Harold's Cross. It's over the bridge when you're coming out of town. there was very few of us worked then, so it made us realise, you know, what was going on in the outside world apart from in the kitchen all the time. And I remember one time they were going to put tax on children's clothes, so we all went down, walked from Parnell Square over to the doll with our babies in the pram. So it was great. We were full of fire then, you know. We took part in competitions, knitting competition. We tore the bees' knees, parading up and down, showing off our clothes. It opened up an awful lot for women going back 50 years ago.
Moira Kelly is the club's secretary. She joined 48 years ago when her daughter was 4.
We lived in Georgia Street and we moved to Harold's Cross, and kids went to school together and women met at school gate, and all our kids have grown up together. We've had kids with divorces, we've had kids with babies in and out of wedlock, the usual things that go on. We all came through it. Now we're all dying off. I mean, you have to be realistic. We're all dying off. But as long as we're able, we'll still be our friends, you know, and all friends, you know.
And that was Della Kilroy reporting. That was Maura Kelly ending that report.